Well, it's going to be an unusual election, and if the Senate race turns out to be close, it's likely to drag through the courts due to the presence of a write-in campaign. Early voting just started in Alaska, and so have the disputes. Aaron Selbig reports from member station KBBI in Homer.
The trouble at Homer City Hall began Tuesday morning when an early voter noticed a list of the names of write-in candidates, including Senate candidate Lisa Murkowski, was posted inside one of the voting booths. Homer City Clerk Joe Johnson says the clerk's office received the list from the Division of Elections Tuesday morning. The list, she says, was supposed to be kept on site and made available to voters who had questions about the write-in candidates.
However, it was hung in the voting booth.
The voter who first noticed the list, Homer resident Bob Burns, then called the Anchorage headquarters of the Alaska Democratic Party. In a press release Tuesday afternoon, party spokesperson Patty Higgins called the incident, quote, absolutely unacceptable. Higgins says the entire election is being compromised. Higgins and the Democratic Party are calling on Lieutenant Governor Craig Campbell, who oversees the Division of Elections, to take immediate action.
And then make sure that the election workers from here out know that they can't post candidates' names or information or discuss them within 200 feet of a polling place.
Johnson called the placement of the list an honest mistake. She says the Division of Elections sent out a notice last week to election officials in charge of early voting stations, reminding them of the rules against electioneering. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.